Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get in zone, AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I gotta change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone. What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone. Get in zone, AutoZone. Restrictions apply.
I'm older than Amber, and I know you may wonder, why does Lacey look 20 years younger? It's the Amber and Lacey and Amber show. I mean, people always ask me, but
Lacey,
Amber, did you like that song?
I did not like that song,
but it's true. Hi, Mom. Oh, that's Amber. Never mind.
It is not true.
I'm sorry.
That's why I love to look like Mom.
Shoot. That's true.
She look like Teresa Ruffin. You a lucky bug. My mom be cute.
She is. Amber, how was your week? What's going on?
Thank you for asking. Fun.
Let me guess. You went to Cheesecake Factory.
That's right. Yeah. I went to Cheesecake Factory and I had fun and I love them and they love me. And I sat down and the man said, Cosmo? And I said, you know, yay.
You have a usual.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that.
Thank you.
Because I'm always at a certain restaurant and they know me. It ain't Cheesecake Factory.
Why'd you say a certain restaurant? Is it a secret?
No, it's restaurant. Mantra and you know it.
Mm-hmm.
Love Mantra.
Oh, good.
I love it. I sit on the patio all the time and they know.
I love a good patio. I like to be outside.
Patios are my life. I have the best patio. You've seen my patio.
Yeah, your patio is pretty great.
My patio is great.
Yeah.
I got my plants. I have a gardenia tree.
You do.
And it's beautiful. I have two.
You
on
do.
My patio. This smells
they
beautiful.
Smell
gardenias
so good.
Are amazing. But enough about you, Amber. I was stung by a wasp.
What?
I was stung by a wasp yesterday. It was terrible.
Did you cry?
I did because the pain got worse and worse. I was like, this is a little wasp. Like when it first stung me, I jumped up. We were on a patio listening to some wonderful music.
Yeah.
The band was like right in front of us. And I jumped up and said, oh God, I just got stung. And I looked down and my hand was swelling up. It stung me on the back of my hand.
Oh.
And I was like, and everybody was like, does it hurt? Are you okay? And I was like, I'm fine. I'm fine. And then finally I was like, oh God. And the tears just shot out of my eyes. I didn't bawl it, but the pain was really, really bad.
Really?
I've been stung by a wasp before and it wasn't that bad, but it got me good. Got me good.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's
they put
horrible.
Ice on it. And then someone brought me over this little tiny little pad, some ointment or whatever, and I put it on the back of my hand and it went away like that.
Really?
This guy was like, yeah, he worked there. He was like, this is going to take away the pain. I was
what
like,
the
whatever.
Fuck was that ointment? Girl, you better find out.
I don't know. It's just like some sting thing that was in their little, you know, kit, their little, whatever kit
a
that
sting
is.
Sting thing.
Yeah.
I want it because I'm scared to go outside because a bee's going to bite me.
It was good. Yeah, that wasp got me good.
I'm too scared. I've never been stung by anything.
I have been stung a million times
what
by
are
bees
you doing
and wasps.
Outdoors?
I'm outside on my farm living my life.
You are an outdoor person. You have too many things out there. You know what's outside of where I live? Nothing. We don't even have yard to mow. Nothing.
You do not have a yard. I'm very upset about that.
Mm-mm.
Why would a person do that?
I don't want, it's none of my business. The ground where worms are?
No, thank you.
It's indoors with me and the air conditioning? Yes, that's what I
now,
want.
You loved my duck.
Yeah.
And yes, everybody, I meant to say duck. You loved that duck.
loved him with all your heart.
Lacey had a duck, like, and he was so beautiful. And if you hugged him, he would hug you.
He would hug you back.
He would hug you. It was so cute. And that really made me want a duck.
Mm-hmm. And you can still get one.
It didn't occur to me you could hold him like a baby.
Oh, you could hold him like a baby.
I love to hold a little baby.
Mm-hmm. But then, if you put him on the ground, he would chase you and try to bite you.
That's true.
He had two lives. There was two sides to him. But he was cute, and I loved him so much. Okay.
That's a little sad start to the show. Now say something happy.
I also saw a musical that was done in Omaha.
How was it?
It was amazing. It was called Six Guns Running by Bofield Berry. And it was great.
Oh, Bofield. Yay.
It was so cute. And I shouldn't say cute. It was amazing. The singers were amazing. And it was about six women traveling across from Texas to California. And they were runaway slaves. And they were trying to find, I know it's heavy, but it had a lot of funny elements in there. Neat. Amazing songs. And you cried.
Oh.
Boy, if you tell me, I'm going to cry. And they were trying to find one of the women's daughters who had been taken away, and it was so good.
Oh, I want to see it.
And it was just a short reading. It was just, she hasn't fully finished this musical, but it will be finished. And so it was just a reading of it, but they sang all the songs, and it was great.
Did Bofield write the songs too?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah. She said she worked with some people from New York on some of the songs. The songs were great. I loved it. Loved it all.
I want to see it.
You have to see it.
Tell her to come do it.
She wants you to see it. I'll tell her.
Here it's in the apartment. Good. I'm not leaving the apartment.
I think we can get everybody there.
Yeah. Oh, it'll be great.
I think we can get everybody there.
We're going to have fun.
Okay. Another thing that everyone out there wants to know is, I've been eating a lot of this. Amber's going to make fun of me because Amber only eats, three things? And who cares what they are? But she's a toddler.
Hi.
Cucumber sandwiches on the patio with
the
something
fuck
cool.
What are you talking about?
Cucumber sandwiches? Listen.
Why?
It's so, when it's hot out, today it's 100 degrees here in Nebraska. 100 degrees. You eat a cucumber sandwich sitting outside.
What's in the middle of a cucumber sandwich?
A cucumber. And then you mix I don't even want to say
goop.
Your face.
Is it some kind of gross goop?
No, it's like the spread. So it's like cream cheese.
No.
Dill.
No.
Sometimes people put mayonnaise in there, but I don't do that. sometimes it's that ranch mix.
No.
A red onion.
What the fuck?
A little bit of onion powder.
No. God damn.
Everything I say.
Horrible.
You're just doing it now to be bad. Everyone, send Amber a letter and tell her how wonderful cucumber sandwiches are. Great.
I think I can safely say I will never know what a cucumber sandwich tastes like.
You cannot.
I will never
because
taste
Amber, right now on your taste age, you're 10. And so we can still add things in.
No.
You're still growing.
No.
Your palate is still growing.
No, and something.
So,
no. I had all the new experiences that I will
have. You have not had lobster Thermidor. You have not had.
I don't want to go to a new city. I don't want to eat a new food. I don't want to wear a new outfit.
Who truly is the old lady here? I always thought it was me.
I've done everything that needs to be done.
No.
I don't want to eat new weird food. I don't want to discover.
Next time I see ya, I'm going to make you a cucumber sandwich and you're going to eat it. You're going to bite it at least.
But
you're going to bite it and you're going to love it.
My mouth is in the trash. So I'm just going to open up the trash and I'm going to put it in my mouth. Yum, 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 yum.
I love it. It's delicious. What's wrong with you?
Lacey, that's so gross. It sounds so bad.
It does. Listen, I didn't want to believe it, but it's amazing. It's nice and cool.
Can the cucumbers be pickles?
Now, okay. And no. And I will not do cucumber water. Noah, our producer, just sent us a message. Cucumber water is a no. That stuff tastes like dirt. And I'm sorry. But a cucumber sandwich is different.
It's not.
It's all dirt. I don't do cucumber water. Mm-mm.
Lacey, your taste buds are sad. But also, you're not a good eater. You're not the best eater.
I'm 100 times better than you, Missy.
You're just 100 times better than me.
But I'm the worst eater.
But you don't even eat fishies.
I do eat fish. What are you talking about? Have we not? I eat every fish in the world. I'll you even do? Eat octopus.
Ew.
How are you trying to act like we just... Hi, I'm Lacey, your sister. I eat fish.
Well, you're never eating fish around me because when we're at a restaurant, fish ain't on the menu.
Exactly. Because you won't go there. You will not go to a seafood restaurant with me.
No, I won't.
And it's your fault.
No. I think my bad eating can clearly be put on your shoulders.
Why? Why is it my fault?
Because you're older and you should have helped me.
I should have forced. I really should have. Because you were just a lawless little baby going around doing whatever the hell you wanted to do.
That's true.
And somebody should have stopped you.
I'm still lawless.
You are.
And guess what? I'll punch you if you get too close. Guys, I love being bad. And we hope wherever you are, you're also being bad.
Please write into Amber and tell her how much cucumber sandwiches are delicious.
Great. The end. Write those letters to me. I will rip them up and put them right up my nose. Guys, we are going to take a small break. And then when we return, we're going to be joined by the fabulous London Hughes. So stick around.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on.
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free. Get
in zone. This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free. Get in
zone. But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix finder, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Me, just kidding. Hey, everybody, we're back with the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber Show. And today, guys, we are so excited because we get to spend time with a woman who knew she would be a big deal ever since the age of 14. She's a comedian, a writer, a podcaster, a performer, and now she adds author to her long list of credits. Her new autobiography, Living My Best Life, Hun, Following Your Dreams is No Joke, is available now. London Hughes, welcome to the show.
I'm not this fan. Oh my God. Lacey, lovely to meet you, queen.
Nice to meet you, too.
Happy to be on this podcast. You lot, listen, can I swear? Love bad bitches, man. I'm just here for it. I just love black women are just talented, sweet, kind, funny, successful. I'm just here for it. So I'm so honored to be on this podcast. I think I'm gonna like embarrass myself when you like do the quiz, but it's all good.
It's okay.
I dare you to embarrass yourself more than me, and that's just a daily challenge for your life and a little spice to your life. Cause fucking, oh my God, the other day. Yesterday, I
had put on pink pants.
Oh.
And I remembered, I have pink shoes. These shoes are 10 years old, and I'm not exaggerating. And as I put them on, and as I'm walking down the street, I lose the whole bottom of the shoe.
Raggedy-ass shoes.
Hey, and then a couple blocks later, I lose the whole bottom of the other shoe. And it's just like, you know, the inside of the shoe and not the part that touches the ground. So I'm walking.
You're just walking on cloth.
Okay. Yeah. You know what I said about you being successful and like... You should be able to afford shoes. No.
Okay. And London, this is a whole nother show. Amber, I say this all the time. Amber got three things in her closet. Just about okay. Three. When I come to visit, I leave things for her. I'm like Santa Claus, like leaving her little things like, well, if you don't throw away that old ass sweater.
You're like the tooth fairy.
I'm the tooth fairy, just leaving little hints around. Whose sweater is that? That's your sweater now. Just take it.
Amber, do you need clothes?
Well, can we have a clothes America, drive. There is a clothes drive for Amber Ruffin.
Amber needs shoes and clothes.
Whatever
when you're
have,
covering stuff for the homeless,
she
think
can't
of Amber too.
Afford clothing.
I can't. Guys, I don't have any clothes. I don't want it. I hate stuff.
She really
I
does hate stuff.
Having
she
stuff.
Hates
look
things.
At this.
Look at her. Wow. You see that shelf?
Hey, look at how empty this shelf is.
Why have you got an empty shelf?
I don't like stuff.
She does not like things.
Wow, okay. What did things do to you?
What did
they're
they
cluttering
do
my home.
What did they
but
do? They
I will say that I have picked up some great things from Amber because people will give her amazing, extravagant gifts. And I'm like, yes, I will take this necklace. Yes, I will take this dress. Yes.
Guys, don't stop giving me stuff. I like receiving
no,
it.
No, but no, then no. You're not giving me nothing. No, I like when my gifts are received and I need to see you wearing it. I need to see you living and enjoying.
Amber if you're not enjoying, wants a Lamborghini and a Louis bag. She really
Amber
wants these
some futon and the new Fendi shoes. That's what
any
she
Chanel. I mean, Amber really is a any snob. Chanel. She wants any Chanel.
What?
Yeah.
My clothes are from Kmart. From 5 years ago.
Kmart?
It's gone now. It's no longer a store.
I thought it was only in the Simpsons. I thought it was only in the Simpsons. What are you talking about? It's a real...
It's a real place.
It's a real place.
It's like Walmart.
Yes.
That's what we think. Yeah, it's Target.
Oh, wow.
It's a little bit lower than Target. So think of
I would
Super
say
Target.
It's a lot lower than Target.
It's lower than
Kmart.
Kmart. Amber loved it. Was remember, great. Amber, when we spent like 10 hours on Christmas Eve in the Kmart? Ooh. Yeah. Losing our minds.
Friggin', you could get the whole family Christmas
whole
for
family.
$30.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whole family. Great.
Wait, what's the most, I'm sorry, we're going on that tangent, but I don't care. What's the most expensive item you own of clothing or shoes?
That wasn't given to you.
That wasn't given to you that you paid for.
Because you got some expensive
shoes. Okay. So when I go to the Emmys,
right.
I'm allowed to spend whatever I want.
Okay.
And then I'll spend $2,000 on a dress. But everything under it is $4.99 and below.
So wait. So the Emmys gets to see the best of you, but but everyday you, no. So the Emmys $2,000 dresses, just your birthday, no?
She doesn't care about it. She does
I don't
not
care,
care about it. She lost that jean.
I don't have it.
She doesn't care about that.
No.
What? No. We bought, didn't, weren't we, we were like, this is like a street vendor and Amber bought her Emmy jewelry from the street.
Yeah. You're like, Amber, you need a stylist. You shouldn't be, listen, babe. After the hill, we're going to have a talk because we can't have you there. $2,000 dress and street jewelry. We're not doing that moving forward. Okay.
I think what she's going to do now is just hire me.
Oh, okay.
Literally.
She's going to start listening to me.
Listen
you're not going
to
listen
Lacey.
To you.
Thank you.
Listen to Lacey.
I'm hired. Yay.
And the thing is, looks so cute as well. And I'm just now thinking it's Kmart that you're wearing.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Also, one last thing. Last night when my shoes fell apart, the belt I had on.
The belt?
No. Was, you know how sometimes you have a necktie and the necktie hooks at the back? And there's like a dangly thing, like the brownies. Remember when you had your brownies necktie? It was two of those neck things tied together to make a belt.
I can't with her. Now, okay, wait. Did you make that yourself?
Yeah.
I'm not engaging.
London.
You were probably, you were probably poor in a previous life. That's probably
shit,
what it is.
I was poor in this motherfucker.
Not that poor. Yeah. I wasn't there. And we were in the same house. I was not doing that. Amber didn't care. Amber did not care.
I didn't realize that people were really poor until I moved to America. There is poverty here. This is a third world country, guys. I couldn't believe the poverty I'm
Girl,
seeing.
We are a mess. It's Where are you?
I get it.
Where are you?
I live in Los Angeles. I moved Yay. Here. February 2020.
I was okay. So I've seen your stand up.
No,
I've seen your stand up. And when you
girl,
the dating, when we were talking about the dating, it's ugly. It's terrible.
It's terrible. It's so ugly. I've actually given up now. I'm just like, leave me alone. Like, it's just crazy.
I had someone tell me yesterday I was going on a date.
Oh, not.
No.
And I go, okay, so when do you want to get together? He's like, I can't tell you that.
Wait, what?
And I go, what? He goes, I'm going out with my buddies at 3. And then there was a pause. And I was already done, but I said, okay, so what does that mean? He goes, I don't know. Whenever I am done with that. He goes, I don't like to make appointments.
Huh?
But yeah, he doesn't like times. So he has said this to me a few more times, you know, before when we had tried to meet up. He doesn't do appointments, but yet, you know, you go to work, you go to your meetings, you meet. I said, how did you find out that you were meeting your boys at 3?
Yeah.
You set that time up. So you just told on yourself.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's a thing.
So, wait, are you dating in LA? Obviously, these are LA men.
No, right?
Lacey lives in Omaha, Nebraska.
Girl, I'm in Beauchamp land. Stop. I mean, do you even know? Did you know that existed? Do you know what Omaha, Nebraska is?
This girl, she don't know.
What's Nebraska? I only know
the United States.
I only There's know corn here. America because of American television shows. So I only know Omaha, Nebraska.
I love it.
Because in One-on-One, that's where Brianna was going to go and live with her mother in Nebraska. That's how I know.
Was she?
In the I feel like I would have known one, this.
Yeah.
She was going to have to go to Nebraska. And she didn't want to go. And I don't know what Nebraska is. Ask me where my wife and kids are set. Stamford, Connecticut. Next one.
Oh my God. Good job.
This is my life. Everybody hates Chris. Bed-Stuy. Let's go.
Wow,
let's
go. Knows.
Never been to these places. Didn't know what they were, but they're in popular American TV shows. And that's how I remembered them. So Nebraska, what's that like?
Girl? This should have been your quiz. Where are popular TV shows set?
She's good.
You're good. Yeah.
She would have won that. I don't know.
I really would have won it. But okay, so the men in Nebraska are just as bad as the men in Los Angeles.
It's the same all over the map. Every state is the exact same. I'm sorry. And men will be like, I'm from Atlanta. So you're all the same.
Yeah.
You're all
so
the
this
same.
This is the thing. I think there's something going on. I just don't know. I have so many amazing, gorgeous, smart, loving, caring, kind, single friends that are women, and I don't have the same in male friends. Like, all my lovely male friends that are like that are married.
They're married
or taken.
They're married,
and it's just like, why are all my friends that female friends that are the equivalent of that are single? I don't understand.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure that out. Also, I'm aware that I'm second wife material now, which I didn't realize.
Oh, you are, because you're so beautiful.
Oh,
you a little trophy baby.
I'm trophy, like, second wife. Apparently, you do the first wife. When you don't have money, then you get successful, dump her, and then you end up with someone like me. I am. I've been told by my male friends, so you good, you second wife. And I'm like, is that a good thing? Yeah.
Okay. That's fun.
I mean,
yeah. Sounds fun. He already did it once. Yeah.
I mean, I've never been proposed to, so I just want to be first wife to somebody, you know?
That's She's true. Right. You still got it. Yeah. And Greg, we have Greg here today.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Greg, do you like my wife and kids?
You mean the one that takes place in Stamford, Connecticut?
Yeah, that one.
Okay. London.
Yes,
I knew this was going to be like this.
Mm-hmm.
I knew we were going to get to yapping and never stop.
Mm-hmm.
What if we just never played any of these games? Okay, look. London, here on the Amber and Lacey and Amber show, what we like to do is make our guest endure an expert quiz.
Yeah.
Now, I have heard that you are an expert in 2000s hip hop and R&B. Is that true?
That is true. It was a beautiful time. Remember the 2000s?
Dude, you? Girl, you 7 years old.
I know.
No,
I don't even remember hip hop and R&B.
This child said hip hop and R&B from the 2000s.
Sorry.
Yay.
You're going to win this.
A great time. 2004.
What?
I was 15 in 2004.
Really?
Yeah. Beautiful time. Beautiful
in
stuff.
In 2004, what was I? 24, 25? Girl, I was in the clubs singing, listening.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, I was trying to be like you. You know what? I thought every, like, you know the music videos, when there were music videos, the kids these days, they don't really know about music videos like we know, because now they're all just TikTok dance routine videos. Now it's just like, they haven't had the culture of being in the club. Mm. I genuinely remember being 15 and watching like Usher music videos, like Caught Up. And when it's like, you know, you could be like, that's how it's going to be. I'm going to go to the club and I'm going to slide around on roller skates and do a full-on dance routine. And I used to just be fully like, invested in that culture, and I couldn't wait to be 24 and actually living it.
So what happened when you turned 24?
It didn't happen like my day.
You didn't have any roller skates in the club.
Fun. You know what? I was in the era that we had to wear business clothes to the club. I don't know if you guys...
I did a little bit of that.
...were aware of the era, but we had to wear like little tie, little skirts and heels and little peplum tops. Yeah. So we couldn't really crank that Soulja Boy properly. in the heels. It was too hard to crank that Soulja Boy. I feel like it. I was missing out. I wanted to be in the club and do it all this.
Oh my God.
That was my life. I used to live for 2000s hip hop and R&B. Trying to be you, Amber.
Okay, well,
she's going to win this.
I think I'm going to give her a run for her money. Okay. I was living it.
Yeah, that's true. You were living it. I was watching it on MTV.
And I did not have cable.
The poverty
something else
again.
I would not pay for. I do not pay for any.
I was raising a child watching Sesame Street.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, one day.
I was watching it by choice. Guys, here to administer this test is our producer, Becca.
Hello.
Becca.
Yay. All right, ladies. Whose lip gloss is poppin'? It's time to reminisce on the peak of MTV and VH1's video era. Let's find out who the ultimate video vixen is. Are y'all ready?
Yes.
Yes. Slay.
Slay. Okay, first question. What is the name of the R&B group that won the first season of the American reality television series Making the Band in 2000? Is it A, Danity Kane, B, Day 26, C, O-Town, or D, Donnie Klang?
A.
I think it's Danity Kane.
Danity Kane.
Yeah.
Since Danny. I know I'm wrong, I'm just going to say O-Town.
Wait. Danity Kane, Making the Band, did you say?
Yes. First season. Who won the first season of O-Town Making the Band?
Definitely were up in there. What did O-Town win? Oh, no. It might not be Danity Kane.
I think it's Danity Kane.
Amber's sticking to Danity Kane.
I'm sticking to O-Town.
London, I'll give you the room to make a choice.
I like the sound of the name.
Say the options again.
It's A, Danity Kane, B, Day 26, C, O-Town, or D, Donnie Klang.
What did O-Town win if Danity Kane won Making the Band, the first one? I feel like Danity Kane didn't win Making the Band. I think it was O-Town.
You switching to O-Town?
Look at her copying off me.
Yeah, because I know Danity Kane was something, but I don't know if it was the first Making the Band. I think that was O-Town.
All I knew was Danity Kane was a bunch of girls. O-Town was a bunch of guys. And I remember a bunch of girls on that show.
But there was like different seasons. She said the first season, right? Yeah. The first season.
Yes, we're talking season one.
Season one, it has to be O-Town. O-Town.
Are y'all ready for the answer?
We are ready.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is O-Town. Yes.
Lacey, you can't celebrate.
I can't celebrate because I made that up. I did not. Don't know who they are.
Beginner's luck.
Don't know who any of those groups are. Or people.
Was the MTV reality TV show that exists in separate iterations, focusing on each specific act. O-Town was the first season. Obviously, there was a lot of drama because of the ethics of some of the things. But it's O-Town, baby.
Yay!
It was so unethical. P. Diddy made them like walk 8 miles to get them cheesecake. It was stupid.
It was rough.
8 miles. Stupid. But yes, O-Town. I remember that. Oh my God, what a time.
Oh. All right, next question. Can you name all four original members of Destiny's Child? Bonus, what was the song that premiered two whole new members in its video?
Oh my God.
So, yes.
Okay. Beyonce Kelly.
Beyonce Kelly, LaToya Latavia.
Slay.
And then the music video was Say My Name.
Slay.
Oh my God. I would have said Say My Name, but I did not have. I had Latavia. I did not have Latoya.
I was going to say Stephanie Johnson. I didn't know any of those kids.
Not Stephanie Johnson.
Did you at least know Kelly Lacey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you're right. Yes. Okay. I didn't know Kelly when you say her name. I know Kelly.
When you say her name, say her name.
Oh, wait. What? Oh, I can't. Never mind.
Yeah. So it was Latoya Luckett and Latavia Robertson.
Yes.
Beyonce knows, obviously. Kelly Rowland.
Latavia, wherever you are, I love you. I ain't gonna talk bad about her. I tried out. They didn't pick me. They picked Latavia.
One of them sells bed sheets now. So maybe we should give them some money. We're gonna fund.
That sounds like a great job.
The video was the first introduction that we had to Michelle Williams and Farrah Franklin, obviously did not stick.
Michelle and Farrah.
Mm-hmm. But they hadn't even taken Latoya or Latavia off the vocals when they released the video. So it was still their vocals, just two whole new members when the video dropped on VH1.
That's shady.
Yeah, shady.
God, I love them so much. Anything Beyonce feels like doing, she's justified.
Oh, that's true.
I'm here. I mean, I'm with you. I'm making my Renaissance boots right now. You know,
don't let the bottom fall out like Amber's shoes.
I know, I'm actually also using 10-year-old boots. So
pretty.
Okay.
Be careful.
All right. Next question. Finish the lyrics. You remind me.
Okay.
I'm not going to sing it because then you'll know.
Okay. It could be you remind me of my Jeep.
It's like you remind me of my Jeep. You remind me of a girl.
There's a lot of you.
You remind me of a girl that I once knew. You remind me of
a girl that I once knew.
And then there's the Mary J. Blige.
I look at you when I'm leaving all of the things she put me through. This is why I just can't get through you. But then there's also... You remind me,
You were going to say you remind me of my Jeep, by the way.
You remind me of my Jeep.
That's a different era. Different era.
I was going to say, that one, I think, is a little off in terms of timing. Girl, Lacey, do you have any guesses? Like my car.
No, I'm good.
Lacey, do they not have MTV in
the
Russia?
I was singing the Usher one. Is that it? I was singing that with you. I know that one.
Lacey gets a half point because she did name the artist, and it is Usher, You Remind Me.
And I said Mary J. Blige, but I don't know if that's the 2000s. I don't know when that was.
That was not. It was Usher, You Remind Me.
Thank you.
London, you had it. Yes, London, you get a full point. Amber also gets a full point for singing. Yeah, but Lacey, you get a half point because you're the first person to name the artist.
Amber get like a quarter of a point deducted by saying You Remind Me of my Jeep.
I was naming more songs that have you remind
London,
me.
London, were you trying to take a point, a quarter of a point away from Amber? I love
that. We love a competitive team.
London, I like you, baby. I like you.
All right, next question. Eminem starred in the film 8 Mile, set in his real life hometown of what city?
Is Detroit.
Detroit.
It is Detroit.
8 Mile in Detroit.
Des Moines.
It is Detroit. Oh, no. Can you guess? Here's a little bonus. Can you guess what awards he won for that?
Oh,
of the EGOT realm.
He won the Grammy.
Probably won a Grammy for best soundtrack.
Keep going.
He won a Grammy and not a Tony and Oscar? Not an Emmy. And he won, not an Oscar.
He did win an Oscar. He won an Oscar for best original song.
For soundtrack.
Yeah,
I love that. Oscar
He won an Oscar for best original song and then 2 Grammys, one for best soundtrack and one for I think best performance.
Wow.
Look at him.
That's a lot of people awards. Love that song.
I love him, man. The things I would do to Marshall Mathers. Jesus Christ.
Ugh. Girl, he's gonna chop you up and put you in his trunk.
Mm-hmm. No, but he's just misunderstood.
Okay. Girl, this is why. This is why you're having bad dates.
Yeah.
It's because you're choosing people.
Because you're going to be sitting there at the cafe with him and I'm just going to pull the fire alarm and snatch you out of here. Save your life.
don't let any of my friends date a problem. I will ruin everything.
Mm-hmm. Is he a problem? I don't know. He's a tortured soul. His mom was in the streets. You know?
But isn't he 72 now? How old are you?
How old is he?
I don't know. I'm totally making that up. He's still a baby.
She's second wife. They're fine.
Oh, they're second. Second wife.
But you can't date him. It doesn't matter.
But who can I date? Can we do that quiz afterwards?
Yay! We will.
Where the
That'll be part 2.
We will.
That'll be part 2.
I spoke to the quiz that I'm going to.
This man said, I feel next like killing question. People. And London said, here's my number. This girl, she's going to be a lot. This is a really hard friendship we're taking on. This is going to be a lot of work.
I'm a lot of work.
I'm poor.
I'm worth it.
The first step is being aware, you know?
Yeah,
so first steps is acceptance. Okay. Next question. True or false? Speaker Box / The Love Below is a studio album by the artist duo Run the Jewels.
False.
False.
I almost shut my laptop down. What the hell language is everybody fucking talking about? Speaker Box?
Speaker Box. Speaker Box.
If you mention Luther Vandross in any of this, this quiz. Did anybody
do you know the answer?
I was going to be doing this. Go ahead, Amber and baby. Talk to yourself. Damn, speaker box. What am I dogging?
It's Andre 3000 and Big Boy. It's Outkast.
Yes.
Outkast. Fun fact, Andre 3000 thinks I'm hilarious. He's one of my kids.
Okay.
And we love, we stand.
Okay, I'm back in.
I'm the black comedy queen. We love Andre.
He's so fun.
You can date Andre.
You can date Andre.
Oh, that's hilarious. She's got a beautiful wife. She's gorgeous. I can't. Okay. Please take her.
You can be their third.
You can be their third.
No, we didn't mean that. No. Don't break apart.
Who can't I date? There's more people I can't
date. That's not breaking it up. It's a third. There, it's consensual.
Oh, okay.
Polyamory is really big right now. So
it is. It really is.
It's popular.
No one is monogamous anymore.
No, I've learned that. I've learned about poly since
especially LA.
Oh my God.
No one is monogamous.
Poly was until I moved here. It's wild. I've had friends that were mad at me because I wouldn't date their husbands. What is life?
No. No, we're not doing that.
Y'all ready for the next question?
Okay. I don't know. Okay. I'm upset now.
Okay, I feel like, Lacey, you're going to get this. I believe in you.
Okay.
I think this next question is for you. Who are the 03 Bonnie and Clyde? Is it A, Eminem and Kim, B, 50 Cent and Olivia, C, Jay-Z and Beyonce, or D, Little John and Mary J. Blige?
Jay-Z and Beyonce!
Yay!
That was for me.
Slay. It took all of me not to make this entire quiz just Destiny's Child and Beyonce, but you know.
You did a good job.
I feel proud of myself. I did it.
You did a good job.
I remember when that video dropped and everybody wanted the Burberry bikini that she was wearing.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's right.
I do love that song.
It was released October 10th, 2002, composed by Jay-Z, Kanye, Prince, Tupac, Daryl Harper, Prince. Ricky Rouse, and Tyrone
Lacey
Rice.
Lacey Lamar?
Oh.
And Lacey.
And me.
You know why it ate? Because Kelly was eating them up because it was Nelly and Kelly, and Beyonce said, not today. I'm dropping this right my bae.
Absolutely.
And then that was like Nelly and Kelly versus J and B, and it was a whole thing. Yeah.
And it was their first official collaboration.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Aww. That was good.
And then
Nelly and Kelly Dilemma was the original. I feel like that was the one.
Love that song.
Love that song.
Yeah, we love that.
Love it.
But then we have to respect B and J. But yeah. Oh, what a time.
All right, next question. True or false? Janet Jackson had a cameo role in the 2003 film The Matrix Reloaded.
Yes.
It has to be true, right?
We got 2 for true.
I haven't seen it.
I feel like, I've seen it. I do not remember her in this at all. But my thinking
you
is...
You would remember her in it. Surely.
I would. But my thinking is, why would you ask it if it wasn't true?
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Why did you say Run the Jewels made Speaker Box a lot below?
That's true.
That was jibbity jabber. But anyway, back to
yeah. Oh my God, I'm gonna start speaking like you, Lacey. Oh my God, I'm the only one of breath,
and I'm supposed to speak like you.
I'm the one of breath. Come on, Lacey. Listen, what's up?
Oh, wait, London. True or false?
I'm gonna say I haven't seen it, so I'll just say false and take the L because I don't know.
She said, well, London, you're right.
We don't know.
It is false.
Who is it?
It's Aaliyah, but it's a trick question because she didn't make the final cut of the movie because she passed before filming was complete.
Oh.
But
R.I.P.
I remember
it is
that
on like the DVD extras
there at all.
I remember that
of the movie. Yeah. They have all her scenes that you can watch, and like she filmed
Aaliyah's scenes are on the DVD extras.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh,
I love that.
Yeah, apparently she filmed most of it. And then, you know, she passed, obviously, sadly, before it was done. And so they just had to recast it with Marvin Gaye's daughter, Nana Gaye.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, bringing it again back to myself. fun fact, I was cast in Bridget Jones's Baby. And I filmed the whole scene. And then I found out at the premiere that I got cut from the movie. They didn't tell me.
Oh.
But I am on DVD extra number 3.
Yes. Yes.
Love that Bridget Jones.
Did you still go to the premiere?
Yeah, they invited me and didn't tell me.
I mean, that's fine.
And they didn't tell you?
That is crazy.
Those bastards.
And it was harrowing. It's in my
book. And you invited people too, didn't you? Come watch. Did you invite people to come watch?
My whole family.
Ooh. Yes. No.
And I was kidding. I'm coming up.
I cried. I would have cried.
Of course.
And it was my first big role as well. And it was me and Renee Zellweger. Me and Renee in the whole scene, just me and her. And it was a comedy scene. And they cut it. And they did. So yeah.
I am dying.
Harrowing.
Yes. That's so mean.
Yes. Oh.
I know. But DVD extras, number 3, deleted scene. On the news. Renee Zellweger. It happened.
Yay. Oh, I like a DVD extra.
I love a DVD extra. I miss that.
And I'm going to watch it today.
Watch it. If you got a PlayStation, you can play those DVDs. Okay, next question. Finish with the right lyrics. This will be A, B, C, D, by the way. So I'm going to say...
No, I'm just going to shout it out before you fucking
But then
thing.
You can shout it too.
You shout it.
Okay.
How could I forget that I had given her an extra key? All this time she was standing there.
She never took her eyes off me. All this time, she was standing there. She never took eyes off me.
Well, basically, there's different versions, isn't there?
Is there? You would know more than I have in my fact sheet.
I feel like
she was standing there. She never took eyes
off me. It's obviously it wasn't me by Shaggy, but there's like two versions. I'm pretty sure there's a version where say the opening line again.
How could I forget that I had given her an extra key?
All the time she was standing there, she couldn't take her eyes off me. But there's another one.
Well, that is the answer.
Sorry.
So Amber and London, you are correct. That is the answer.
I agreed with
and
that.
Lacey, no, I'll give too you late. A point.
We all just know.
I feel like there's a, I think there was an unsexy version and a sexy version.
Ooh.
Oh, maybe. I used to always download the clean versions of everything. I used to always click on it. I still do. I don't care. I can't tell the difference. I don't care.
I'm getting the type of person that you are.
You can't tell the difference between I'm So Hood, the clean and the bad version. Because that's absolutely a damn not. Lie.
Gangsta Paradise Queen.
The clean version was Honey came in and she caught me red-handed, kicking with the girl next door. And
really?
It was like,
Fun.
Came in and she caught me butt naked.
Freaking with the girl next door. Mm-hmm.
So there was two versions.
Oh, fun. And all the ludicrous songs, all I know is like the and the
oh, no, 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 take out it's this. Saturday. Oh god. I got a big pocket full of hair just in a big it's Saturday.
Sticky icky.
Oh my god. Abba.
That's me. Hi.
Love
that's
it.
Hi. Everyone 50 and older, they're just making songs. It's nothing real.
I have one final question for y'all. And I think this one's going to be fun. I feel like, Lacey, you have a shy here.
Okay. I'm trying.
Music videos are such an iconic part of R&B and hip hop history of the 2000s. Can you name some common tropes? Whoever guesses the most / best one wins. So can y'all name some tropes for me? I have a bunch written down here.
Singing in the rain.
We got singing in the rain.
Tropes from R&B videos.
Yes.
Oh, tropes from R&B music videos. Go on.
What?
I want Lacey to go first because I'm giving her a chance.
Oh, give me time. You guys go.
Singing in the rain, a fire escape?
Okay.
Is that something?
Mm-hmm.
Impromptu dance routine. So a guy following a girl, oh my God, down the street.
Chasing women around town?
I don't know.
Chasing women. Cruising.
Singing in a car.
Boys, cruising at some point. Going to a club.
Being in the club, yeah.
Dancing in the street? Am I making that up?
Oh my God, do you know what the craziest one is?
What?
Under your sheets, and it's the white sheets, and you're just underneath.
Yes, all white. All white is a trope I have here.
All white.
Underneath the white sheets. Yeah. Looking at your girlfriend underneath the white sheets. It's always the white sheets.
Yeah. Amber's reenacting it for a
scene. Hey. Yes. Love, Nikki.
I love you, girl.
What's happening? Sleeping.
Love,
Amber, just take it off. I'm getting creeped out.
No, we're all in bed. We're all in the same bed.
Rolling around in a white sheet. Whoever's done that? Oh, my lady, give one.
I said driving down the street in the car with the convertible, and I said a bunch of people dancing on the street. I made that up. I don't know.
No, dancing on the street is one.
I think it's one.
Yeah.
I think we got, y'all said
we covered
the rain, the club, dancing in the street, chasing women around town, in the sheets.
What?
All white.
I feel like there was a lot of breakup songs where there was women were like,
yeah,
in
but
a
we're
house,
talking about
like
the visual tropes.
On a boat, that's what I'm saying, like in the house, like getting ready to leave.
On the boat. On
a boat. So many boats. What? Remember all those boats?
Yes, a lot of boats. Oh.
A lot of boats.
It's like, no, thank you. I'm not going swimming.
They'd be taking the helicopter to the boat, and I'm just like, you're doing too much.
Yeah. Guys, I did that yesterday. That's how I
if you have to take a helicopter to a boat, you did not plan well. You should have been there when the boat was docked.
That's how I travel.
Why did you do that? Climate change is real.
Climate change is real, and they are a part of it. The music videos of the 90s and 2000s are a big part of it.
Helicopters to boats, guys. And hurricane earthquakes in LA right now. Crazy.
Why am I the one that doesn't see anything wrong with
it? Well, y'all nailed it. I only have a few that y'all didn't name. I have all black leather ensembles. Shower scenes.
Oh, God, yeah.
And then I would put summertime on the beach in the same category as boats.
Yeah.
Like sometimes R&B boudoir and then soap opera level drama.
That's the sheets.
So like when they're like doing a skit. Kind of, I guess I'll give Lacey that one.
Thank
when they're
you.
Like having an argument.
In
yeah.
The house.
It's like the soap opera level drama.
Thank you.
And then talking on the phone. That was another one.
Oh.
They're always on the phone.
That's true.
That is true.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
But that was so fun.
The phone's like sidekicks. We don't get them in England.
I know.
I want a sidekick. I still don't know what one is, really.
I wanted a sidekick so bad. I like made a whole argument with my parents. I like wrote up a document being like, these are all the reasons I deserve a sidekick. And they left.
Oh no.
And they threw it away.
You wrote up a document.
They said, absolutely not.
I would have given it to you for all the effort you put into it.
Right? Yeah. I argumentative love
anybody that
skills.
Writes a document.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cute. Mm.
Anyway, Noah, who won?
Me! Lacey. I think it's safe to say London won.
London won.
We know, and we're
but
proud
we
of
all
you.
Won because we
Yay.
Learned.
Yay!
Great. That was a wicked quiz. Thank you. I loved
you
that.
You did a great job.
You did a good job.
Excellent.
London, did you write the quiz?
I know. Did you write it and then send
Are you
them
the
in?
Guy who wrote the quiz? It seems like you did. Okay. So, right. London, that means you are officially the king of the 2000s.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
I love that I'm the king as well. Not even the queen. She's my bitch. I'm the main. Mm-hmm.
Oh, everybody.
Oh, okay. All right. When we come back, we are going to help out some lost souls from the internet. What does that mean? You'll have to find out after this word from our sponsor.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on.
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free.
Get in zone.
This whole report for free?
That's right, printed and on your phone for free. Get in
the zone. But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix Finder, only at AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber Show. We are joined by new sister of ours, London Hughes, who has a very entertaining book of her life stories out. It's called Living My Best Life, Hun. Now, London, since you know all about how to live your best life, we would love to have you help us help people who are looking for advice.
I'd love that. I'd be great at that.
Yay! Yeah. I 100% agree.
So let's first start with you, Amber. So what we're not going to do is...
No, we have questions.
First we're going to go for Amber. Amber, what are we not going to do anymore? We're not going to wear...
Clothes with holes in them.
She can't keep that promise.
There we go. That's a start.
Amber had a jacket with a hole in the sleeve since junior high.
Oh.
And she took that to New York, which was like 20 years later. Still had the holes in the sleeve.
I loved it.
Oh, wow.
I think I took it away. I think I hid it and threw it away. I can't remember what I did.
Thank you. Lacey has
thrown away so many of my clothes.
Oh, my God.
I once came to visit Amber and took a picture of her slippers and texted it to her. Can't do this now. Then I got on Amazon and some shoes arrived the next morning.
She did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's no need for this.
That's a good listen.
Just watching out for my babe.
That's family.
I'm a ragamuffin. I like it this way.
Yay!
I'm a ragamuffin. Oh.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Here's who needs some advice. My best friend is having a destination wedding on a resort in Jamaica. I have one credit card that is maxed out and another that is close. I'm strapped for cash, but I also don't want to miss out. Do I max out my second credit card or tell her I can't go?
Mm-mm. No, you tell her you can't go. You do not max out. What will happen is, first of all, it's not your wedding. So there's no way you should be maxing out credit cards on other people's weddings.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And number two is if you tell her she loves you, she'll pay for you. Because that's what I would do. If I've got a destination wedding and I need my loved ones there and they can't make it, I'm flying them out. So test your friendship by saying you can't go. And she flies you out. If she flies you out, she was worth maxing out the credit card. If she doesn't fly you out, she's not worth it anyway. Problem solved.
Yeah. Wow. And test her credit cards. And text her checking account. Yeah.
Yes.
I agree.
I mean, this
100%.
That's very good advice.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, ladies. I appreciate it.
All right. This is another one. I really want to be the kind of woman that all the guys want. What kind of qualities do I need to make this happen? I've been single for 3 years. From Leslie Johnson. Oh, I just made the name up. I don't know.
Oh, God. I can't help because I've been single longer than that. And I have no idea what it is. I would say suck dick, but that don't work. I've been doing that.
No, that's never... a go-to. No, don't give that away for free.
Mm-mm. I'm too delicate.
Mom, turn it off right now.
She said SD. Wieners.
Amber has fainted.
Nudity.
So listen, Leslie, who wrote in, we don't have the answer for you.
You tell me. You write. Let me know.
Now we turn the tables.
You let me know, Leslie. I don't know. I don't know. Can't answer that one. Mm-mm. Sorry. Mm-mm.
You can't answer this one.
No.
I've been on 8 job interviews with no callbacks. It is for a marketing job and I'm starting to feel like a big loser. Oh, how do you deal with rejection?
Oh, that's so sad. First of all, there's 2 things. I don't know if this person is black or white. First of all, if they're black, change their name to a white name. Yeah. Try again with the same 100%. That will work.
That's right.
If they are already white of the Caucasian persuasion, dealing with rejection is definitely something that comes with life, but it's also a good thing. Like everything that wasn't for me wasn't supposed to be for me. I believe in what's for you won't go by you. So if you're trying and you're getting the no's, try something different and see what happens. And think about whether it's really what you want. Because I feel like for example, me, I was like, I want to do this. I should be this. I should do this. I want to be on TV. I'm going to try and be on TV. And I tried so many times to be on TV in Britain. I was making up news stories so the news camera crews could come to my house.
I do love that.
Who's trying to cause drama in my neighborhood?
There's a zebra in my backyard. Oh, no zebra in there.
I tried. I was just Big Brother 4 times.
Oh,
didn't get on it. I was doing all this stuff, and while I was trying to get on TV that way, I fell into, just by accident, stand up comedy. And stand up comedy was the thing that got me on TV. And I was so focused on trying to get on TV that way, this natural thing that I love to do, which is making people laugh, was the thing that got me on TV. So I would say broaden your horizons and just focus on what you really want. And if this is it, then find a different path. But if you're getting rejected, it's for a reason. You're not supposed to work for those companies. So don't be disheartened. Everything will be okay.
Oh,
that's great advice.
True. That is good advice.
I'm making up a news story as soon as we get off this podcast.
That sounds fantastic.
You should do it.
She'll be like, a zebra is in the backyard.
A zebra is in Nebraska.
At 11.
Call the news. Is it the news?
And I'll be like, oh, you just missed that zebra. He was here. I swear to God, he's down another block.
He was there. Yeah, you gotta do it. Listen, I was trying to be famous, okay? My mom says when I was 5 years old, she found me trying to get on TV by climbing through it. I went around the back of it, opened it up, and tried to get inside. And
as you should have.
Listen, I was ready.
I love that. You were meant to be.
I was meant to be.
It's cute, but dangerous.
Oh, yes, I get it. Yeah, cute but dangerous.
It's cute.
That's what the men call me. In
That's your next book.
That's your
cute
next second book.
Mm,
cute yeah. but dangerous.
Oh.
Oh. I like it. Okay.
I love the truth.
Oh.
My boss at work accused me and my coworker of being too clicky. I feel like it's because she has seen pictures of us on Instagram going out. I was speechless at first, and now I feel the need to clear my name. How do I go about that? Should I go about that? I mean,
I got so many things to say about that.
That's terrible. How dare the boss get mad? What? Like, what's wrong with having friends at work? I don't understand. Yeah. I think that I would go straight to HR personally, but I'm petty. Mm-hmm. So I would try, if you feel like, don't clear your name. You don't need to clear your name, but I would go to HR and say that this is what my boss said to me and I'm offended by it. And I feel like there's some bias there and I don't know why he's targeting me. And that's what I would say, because there's nothing wrong with being clicky at work. And there's nothing wrong with being friends with your work colleagues. So to be fair, I haven't had a job since TGI Fridays in 2007. So I really don't, I'm not the right person. I've been doing comedy since I was 19. So I haven't had a job, but my last job was TGI Fridays at university. And we were very clicky. I was sleeping with my colleagues. So I don't really don't understand.
That's pretty clicky.
That's very clicky. I dated several members of the team, of the TGI Fridays team. So I don't understand why you can't be clicky.
So then you should go back to the second question and be like, hey, if you're having trouble dating, get a job at TGI Fridays.
Get a job at TGI Fridays and date your team captain. And that would be great. And a couple of the barmen as well.
A lot of free food, free drinks.
It's the thing. And you get loads of badges as well. I love TGI. I can make balloon animals.
Yay!
TGI Fridays. But yes, that's my advice.
Okay. I have a different piece of advice.
Go on, Amber.
If your boss called you too clicky and you feel like you need to clear your name, you have a problem. I mean, if someone called me too clicky, I would go, okay. And I would forget forever. And I would never think about it again. Clicky? What? It was like, what? Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
You're too clicky. What? Somewhat.
She or he might be the type of person that's like, never has bad feedback. So just any little thing is like, wait, is this a problem? I need to clear my name, you know?
And this is what I think is the problem. I think that's exactly what's going on. And you got to just chill out, man.
Yeah. Look, you know what? Do an edible.
Do an edible.
That is the advice. Take an edible, chill out. I'm with Amber, actually.
Yeah.
Take Amber.
Guys, that's a non-problem and you're fine.
I
love that
weird.
That's a problem.
And
actually,
he's nosy. Why is he so nosy? Can you block him?
The fact that they vote into this with that as a problem means their life is going pretty great. You know?
Oh, that's nice. That's true.
So tell him you're doing a great job.
Like, the biggest stress in your life right now is your boss thinks you're clicky. Like, not late, not like unprofessional, clicky.
Yeah. Clicky. That's stupid.
That's a win for
Tell your boss that your boss is stupid.
Boss is stupid.
And then tell yourself You're also stupid. Stupid.
I'm not nice.
Don't come to me with problems, man.
Besides you now, Amber, I'm liking it.
You do have a problem. Your problems are stupid.
Amber does not care about your problems. No, that's her next show.
Don't call Amber. Your problems are stupid.
In the middle of the question, my boss thinks I'm too clicky. Click. Okay, next one. That's not a problem.
No, that happens. Sometimes you like, I'll complain about life and you're just like, no, but my life is actually great and I'm stupid for complaining about this. Nope. I have to check myself a lot.
Yeah. Maybe. That must be all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
when I'm like, oh no, my sister's Lacey. Yuck.
She never says that.
Honestly, what's the age difference? Who's older? Who's younger?
Lacey is 14 years older than me.
But I look 20 years.
You are not younger. 14 years older than her.
Absolutely not. I'm 5 years older than this little baby.
Lacey's 5 years older than
me. So this is what I'm saying. Me and my sister, we're 4 years apart and we could not do a podcast together. Like, there's no way. There is no way. Because she's the devil, so there's no way. There is no way. We're both Gemini. She's a May Gemini. I'm a June Gemini.
Man, we have her here. Hey!
You are so unlucky because you have to do a podcast with my sister.
We're always not talking to each other. Like we go through all of that. So the fact that you have this, you're blessed.
I love it. I love it. She's my little baby. Even though I tease her, Amber's my little baby.
I'm the baby.
I literally would carry Amber on my hip when we were little and be like, "This is my little baby." Just, everybody just loved Amber. Just cute.
She still would.
If I could pick her up, I would.
Lacey is pretty strong.
I'm a strong lady.
She's probably
pick me up. Going on to the next question.
Okay.
Okay.
Been talking to a girl for 2 weeks on and off on a dating app. She's been avoiding getting on a video chat. Is it time to drop her? That little girl's a 14-year-old boy in Ireland.
I love that you think it's a 14-year-old boy. I think it's not her.
It's not her.
72-year-old man.
Yeah, it could be anyone. Yeah. I have been catfished.
No.
What?
You hear about that? There's a recent girl in the news getting catfished over some stranger thing that she thought was the actor and she left her husband and gave him 10 grand. Listen, when will
people
you
are doing this if people all the time.
Don't want to see you? We live in a social media era. If you are talking to someone that won't, Go on FaceTime.
You have to FaceTime them before anything. Yeah.
Before any date I go on.
You FaceTime.
Yeah, but also why are you on apps? I'm not. I can't do dating apps because I was going on dates with guys. I wouldn't even make my assistant. So I had to just end it. But you shouldn't be on apps. They're terrible. But yes, FaceTime. FaceTime.
You have to FaceTime.
You have to.
Two weeks is a long time. 2 weeks, they don't exist anymore. They're not who they say they are.
Not a real person. Sorry. It's sad. We're breaking his heart. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's on the inside. Like, you might still like her personality, even if you don't like her looks.
Yeah.
But she doesn't like how the picture
Her pictures are
Have
not
you ruled out 70-year-old men?
Yeah,
and it could be
like a lesser attractive woman. I've been like a woman has pretended to be me and catfish guys before, which I find so flattering because I'm not even that cute.
Girl,
listen, you could be still cute, just not as cute as the picture you've seen.
Oh
so,
my gosh.
Yeah.
First of all, you are that cute, and I'm going to start catfishing.
I've already changed my picture on my dating app. They're going to be like, has anyone told you you look like Linda? Yes, they have. They'll be all the time.
Yes.
All the time.
Lacey, did you get catfished?
All the time.
Say one catfish.
I talked to a guy, never saw his face, but he said he was 39, you know. We talked and talked and finally he goes, I go, can we FaceTime? Oh yeah, I'm really, really busy, but I'll call you tonight. He called me. I didn't even see his face. He goes, hey, baby. How you doing, baby? And I was like, sir, you are 75 years old. His voice was so old. And he goes, no, you're not one of them young things that has like piercings and tattoos. And I said, good day. And I hung up the phone. Now, I assumed, but when you sound 90 years old, you're 90 years old.
Yeah.
But how long would you talk to this 90-year-old man
just
for,
like
Lacey?
3 or 4 days. Just texting. We're on the app. We're just doing. So then I'm finally like, let's FaceTime. And then he said, no, I can't FaceTime right now, but I'll call you later. And his voice told me.
Yeah.
His voice told me what he looked like. He sounded like.
Yeah. Well, I hate when the voice does that.
Yeah.
And you haven't.
He was beyond old and you could tell he knew right away. But I've also just met people that look nothing like their picture.
Nothing like.
No.
Nothing.
Nothing.
To be fair, women are the worst at catfishing because
women are the worst.
they really can look nothing like. I'm a feminist, nothing. But I'm going to need, I'm need the girlies up their game because these poor men are getting good weight.
One time though, my catfish was great. The guy's picture looked, and he walked in and I looked away because this man was gorgeous. And I was like, well, that's not that guy. And then he came back and he was like, Lacey. And I was like, hey. And I joked about him forever. I was like, leave that ugly picture up. And I was like, nobody snatching you up.
Wait, can you be my sister, Lacey?
I will. I've got you. We can do this together by the end of 2023.
Wait, London and Lacey.
LL. Oh, London and Lacey. Do, 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 do.
London and Lacey.
London and Lacey. Do, 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 do. Okay. No, I'm writing the app. I'm writing the rap. L.
Okay, our next piece of advice is my sister and my friend left me.
Occasionally, Amber can make a cameo.
No, I want to be part of it.
Okay, come on in. Come on in. See when she cries. See how the little baby gets her way? She just cries.
Yay. So she's cute.
Because she's cute. Let her in. She will cry. Loud.
Like a little baby. I will.
Okay.
Guys, one last question.
Okay.
I'm starting to catch feelings for a close friend.
Oh.
We always end up hanging out for hours and laughing our asses off. If you were me, would you make a move?
Yeah. Life is too short. Listen, we're all going to die. I don't know if you're aware of this.
I don't know if you're aware of this. How cute was that?
Death is coming for us all. That's true. That's book number three.
That is book number one. We are writing your books right now.
You're in dangerous, and then death is coming
cute
for us.
And dangerous.
All.
That's right. Death is coming. Wow. Those are sellers. Death is
coming
right
for us all, and you die alone. Mm-hmm. Okay. So please, while you're in this life, if you have a connection, find it, keep it, nourish it.
All right.
Do something about it. So yes, make a move, please. And they probably already know because we know.
Yeah.
I always know when someone's into me, so they probably already know, and they're waiting for you to make the move.
Oh.
Yeah.
Everybody, kiss somebody.
Kiss someone right now.
Right now.
Kiss somebody.
Everybody.
I love a good snog. That's what we call it. Snogging.
I just love one in the
day. I love a snog.
A good snog.
Yeah. I'm proud that we've gone this long without imitating.
I did it.
How she
knows. Oh, yeah, exactly. I felt bad. You can say that. Well done, both of you, because every podcast I do is hello, London.
Yeah. Okay,
and so I'm glad.
This already makes me feel that my accent is bad because I thought I was doing it the whole time. So obviously, I cannot do an accent. I've been copying off stuff you said, and I was like, oh, I sound just like that. No, I do not.
Wait, try it now.
I can't. No, the pressure's on. I'm going to say, I love a good snog. Did I do that? Wow. Oh.
Good.
You know what? Some words you actually did. The inflection was there.
I think I just did snog.
I love a good snog.
I love a good snog.
I love a good snog.
You sound like Jamaican with it. Like you sound like.
Listen, I'll take that.
You sound like island England.
That's the next trip I want to take. So I'm good.
Not bad.
I'll take that.
Compliment. Yes. Wait, do you know where you're actually from? Because you might be Jamaican.
Listen, you know, Amber and I have fought back and forth. I want to do the Ancestry.com. Amber does not want to do it because she knows she's going to be put in prison for all of the crimes that she committed. Because her DNA's everywhere.
What if
every murder.
I want to commit a murder?
It's on every bank heist.
So I need murder to always be an option for me. And once I do that, it is no longer an option. I'm not doing it.
So when you say, when you know where you're from, you know where you're from in America. Past America, you don't know.
Oh, no, you can. You can. So I'm going to say the African ancestry.
Okay.
And this is another thing. Now, someone's going to contact us if I'm wrong, but this is what I've always heard. That some of the other ones, I guess I won't say their name, your DNA can be given in a crime or something like that.
Oh.
But African ancestry, I think they say on their website or whatever, we do not give away your information to the authorities.
Oh, blah, that's blah. Good.
But it's $1 million more. Hi, African ancestry, can you lower your price?
Or give it to us for free.
Yeah. But it will tell you close to where you're from, like in Africa or wherever, whatever part of the world. It'll narrow it down.
I think it's so sad that my American friends don't know where they're from.
I know.
And it's like not anything I was used to.
Where are you from? Where are you from?
My mom was born in Jamaica.
Yay, and, that's why we're sisters.
So I'm Jamaican. But then on my dad's side, my dad is my dad's dad, so my granddad's Nigerian, and my dad's mom is Cuban and Spanish. And so I'm Jamaican, Cuban, Spanish, and Nigerian.
Yay. Oh, that's a good combo.
Black. But essentially, I just like the fact that I know that, yes. Again, it's a privilege. I didn't realize that was a privilege until I moved to America and I met my black friends. And I'm like, where are you from? And they're like, Detroit. And I'm like, wow, that's it?
That's it, oh, yeah. That's all we
that's
got.
All you know? Oh, wow, slavery is real.
Yeah.
So,
they didn't keep the best records.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did not keep the best records of where you're from.
Not everybody
The family
knows.
Tree turns into receipts real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is real quick. A thing I didn't realize I had to be grateful for. So there's another thing.
Yeah.
You learn about
I'm doing
yourself.
It. But then, I'm doing the DNA test. Forget Lacey, Amber. She's going to prison.
I'll kill you before you do it.
I think you guys should do it.
And I'll get away with
it. On the podcast. Oh,
please refer back to this podcast if I turn up. Guys, you'll know who
I'm
going to
commit one murder. And that's...
So what?
I'm not going to tell you. Terrible. But I think everyone should get one murder.
I can't.
Just one. It's just one little murder. Guys, I'd like to thank our special guest and new sister.
Yes. Can we be friends in real life?
Yes.
Because we already are.
Friends in real life. None of this fake stuff. Mm-mm. You need to come out.
Girl, wait, we'll come to your house tomorrow. LA, right? What is for dinner? Don't mess with me.
I can't cook, but I'll get a chef for us.
Oh, okay. Because you'll be like, Amber, your sister's still here. It's been 12 days. Don't mess with me.
I live in New York. So I will if be you there. Come to New
I'm
York,
I'm coming
you
to
have
New York soon, literally.
Okay, we'll talk about this.
I'm coming in 2 weeks. I'm doing Watch What Happens Live.
You are.
I'll be there.
Yeah. So I'm going to go to New York to film that. So when I'm in New York, I will message you. We'll go out. We'll hit the streets.
Okay.
We'll get some new shoes for you. And some new shoes for me.
And a husband for me.
Don't want it. You guys, today's guest was London Hughes. We love her so bad. Yay. Everybody go right now and add Living My Best Life, Hun, to your shopping cart at your favorite bookstore. Catch up with all things London Hughes on our Instagram at The London Hughes. And follow me and Lacey. I'm... probably at Amber Ruffin. Is it Amber M. Ruffin or Amber Ruffin? You find out. Amber. And Lacey Lamar is at Lacey Lamar 1. Follow our podcast feed for bonus episodes. And if you listen on Apple Podcasts, become a big money player, diamond player to get our show ad free. Mm-hmm. And if you like what you heard, say something nice and rate and review us. And if you don't like what you heard, then send Lacey a letter.
Yeah, a letter.
A harshly worded letter.
I love letters. I don't care if they're bad or good. I will be so excited. If I see a bad letter, I'm like, oh my God. And can you seal it with that wax?
Yes. The wax.
If you and that's seal it with red wax, it could say fuck you on it. And I would still be like, that's a great letter.
That'd be cool. That'd be a cool letter to get. You
write it in ink with a quill. Love it.
Bye.
Perfect. Farewell. Bye-bye.
London, you're the best.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you. Only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.